Carl Rove is joining us now from the 2011 Cattle Industry Convention and Trade Show here in Denver. And interesting, Carl. Talk a little bit about, I guess, why you're here, or your connection as far as being associated with this convention.
Well, I'm from Texas, so used to be oil, cattle, and cotton, and I'm honored to be invited. I spoke at the Texas State Cattle Ranchers, Texas Southwestern Cattle Raisers a couple years ago, and some people heard me speak there, so they asked me to come. Talk tomorrow about the challenges facing the country from a fiscal perspective, from a perspective of health care, how that's going to affect people, from trade, which is really important to our country and really important to this particular industry. I'm going to talk about an even bigger challenge, which is the challenge of to the American spirit, and talk about that tomorrow.
What about the American spirit? What do you think are some of the challenges?
You know, look, I think we're a great country because we are people of great and unlimited opportunity. And the question is whether we're going to have the will to see it through to put the country in the place that it ought to be, or whether we're going to just be content to let the people in power do what they need to do. And we've never succeeded as a country because we've turned it over to others. We've succeeded as a country because each and every American feels a personal responsibility to love their country and do what's right for.
And that's some hard choices that need to be made in that process, too.
And I'm going to be talking about those hard choices tomorrow.
Producers here, they have a lot of hard choices, but over-regulations, I think, are one of their big concerns.
Well, and look, that's one of the big questions, because we have had a sensible regulatory environment in the United States when it is understood the realities and practicalities of what you're attempting to regulate. And these, what we got coming out of the EPA now, and what we got coming out of the FDA, is, you know, sort of utopian, you know, ivory tower academic thinking, and not based in the practical realities of the real world. And you get in that kind of situation, and what you end up having is adverse impacts, extraordinary costs, and little benefit to the regulation. And that just doesn't make good economic sense for our country or for the industry.
If you had a message to those who look at the budget deficit and what we're facing, what would be that message to those out there?
We got a choice. We can either do what a great country does, and that is put its fiscal house in order, or we can do what a once great country does and go the way of Argentina or Greece or other countries which have been found themselves unable to pay their debts. And it's that stark a choice. We have gone from a position where over the last 10 years the debt represented roughly 30% of the GDP, which is a manageable size, to where it's 62% of GDP this year and will be 87% of GDP by the end of the decade. That makes us like Greece on steroids, and the only difference is there's no European Union to bail us out like they bailed Greece out.
People have said of the election that a message was sent. Are you seeing the signs? Are you seeing any signs that Congress is listening of what they saw from this election?
Well, Congress is, but I don't think the White House is, and I don't think the Senate Democrats are. But in the lame duck session, for example, the majority attempted to push through an omnibus spending bill. This was an attempt to increase spending in the middle of the fiscal year, and Republicans blocked it, thereby kicking out $48 billion killing $48 billion of spending in this year's budget that had already been approved. That's a good down payment on the $100 billion they want to cut from this year's budget. They got $52 billion more to do. But, you know, there are the Democrats immediately after the election attempting to pile on a bunch more spending and a bunch more earmarks. Doesn't sound to me like they got the message.
As we heard the President's State of the Union address, his budget proposals are still coming up. Is that what people really need to look at as to what he proposes in his budget?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for example, during the speech he said, let's freeze government spending. Sounded pretty good until you realize that he'd already increased government spending by 25% in less than a year and a half. If you include the stimulus, he'd increase discretionary domestic spending by 85%. So you freeze it at that higher level? No, the country is at a point where it needs to be cut. And then, you know, he had appointed a bipartisan commission on tackling entitlements, which is a useful and worthy thing to do. But he dismissed it in three sentences and one paragraph in a speech where he basically said, I appointed the commission, they had some interesting ideas. Look at them if you like, but don't expect me to provide any leadership. That's not what we expect from the President of the United States.